Like, you can't begin to put a game plan together without looking at Jimmy Graham and the scouting report on him and all the different things that he can do. He's going to come down here. He's going to play some low post basketball right in the middle of the field, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen former college basketball players turn out to be pretty good pro tight ends. You got Antonio Gates. You got a Hall of Famer in Tony Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Well, here's your next guy in Jimmy Graham. He's Drew Brees' security blanket. Whenever Drew Brees is in trouble, that's where he's looking to get the ball to.
When he puts him on his back like that, there's really not a spot where that safety can really defend him. And then you can see the breakaway speed. I mean, that's Thomas Davis, one of their fastest players that finally catches him. I mean, here he is at the end of the line of scrimmage, and we're going to see a kind of a familiar out here, just kind of a double move and out and up right now, a little wheel route on the outside, and you bite on that little move and he gets behind you.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. I mean, you put this guy in single coverage on a safety or a corner, and he's just so big that Drew Brees doesn't have a problem just throwing the ball up there to him to let him make a play.
And this is a good safety. That's William Moore now, yeah. Who's a big-time player in Atlanta. Pro Bowl caliber type safety, and he can't stay with him in that situation.
Yeah, we watch Jimmy Graham and Drew Brees on this play here. Here's a classic example of Drew Brees saying, just go get the ball, big mm-hmm. fella. I'm going to throw it up there. Yeah, I know there's a couple extra guys in that area defending you, but I trust you to make the play. He's covered here. I don't know what Miami could do on that play. I
mean, he draws three guys in the coverage right there. Drew Brees has no fear in this situation because it's a well-covered play. The safety doesn't bite on it. He's in his position, and Drew's like, I'm putting it up for my basketball player to go play a little alley-oop.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the game plan that Billy Davis comes up with this week to try to slow this down a little bit.
Well, I don't believe that you, like, here's Quentin Michael. We obviously remember Quentin Michael here in Philadelphia, but you cannot let him get free releases. I mean, especially this part of the field, you have got to make him fight through interference right now to get open.
The biggest problem in this coverage is that, A, Quentin doesn't get a good enough jam on him, but B, you see where that ball was thrown? Mm-hmm. He had to be Wilt Chamberlain to get to knock this pass down. Drew Brees puts it up high where only his guy can get it.
You know, people talk red zone offense. Sometimes the quarterback just has to feel like he can just throw it up. That's all that is right there. That's not a route combination. That's not trying to get a guy open. That's like, I got a basketball player in the end zone. Let me throw it up there and let him go get it.